What am I without my own faults in my mind? If roses famed in their thorns, would I be a martyr if I died? Who am I but a sand in the storm? And if I go, will I miss all that I've known? Or will I fly on my own? Fall into the arms that are before you. Somehow I've seen myself in the past now. Oh, I'm trapped in a crystal ball. Oh, I'm trapped in a crystal ball. And if I go, will I miss all that I've known? Or will I fly high on my own? What am I without my own faults? Who am I but a sand in the storm? Running out, baby, time is running out for me. At 5 years, we started so innocent. And at 50, wanted you to leave, to leave. Time is running out, baby. Time is running out for me. Time is running out, baby. Time is running out for me. I tried to throw you out. Oh, I tried to throw you out. You're so weak. I'm so sorry. Dear Zoe, I'm so sorry. Darling girl, you are wiser than me. I was hoping that you'd come to see that I can make you believe. The words in my mind won't come out of my mouth. It won't sound like I want it to sound, but I just wanna see you smile. And every saint has his past. Every sinner has his future. So make a man out of me and turn this lamb into a lion. Oh, make a man out of me and turn this lamb into a lion. Days go by for you to say goodbye to you. A vacant stare, honey glazed eyes. Beautiful days, don't leave today. Tell a fairy tale to clothe and veil the pain. Small hand turns into the large, and I have missed all of my past. Move on fast, remember the past. Beautiful gaze, don't leave the day. Tell a fairy tale to clothe and veil pain. Beautiful days don't leave today. Tell a fairy tale to clothe and veil the pain.
From Bridge to You, live on CITR. Hello. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
Hey.
Thanks for coming out. Do you mind if we talk for a little bit?
Of course.
That sounded great. Can we talk, a bit about you? How did you get started?
With music in general?
In general, yeah.
Sure. How I started playing or how I started getting into it?
Both. Like this earlier.
All right.
Were you singing like songs when you were a kid? I guess you must be. Everyone does.
I actually hated music until I was about 16, 15.
Like hated? What is
like,
that?
I was like,
you wouldn't listen to radio?
I didn't listen to radio. I thought it was stupid. I found no purpose in music, really. Like, I had no calling for it. Like, I couldn't relate to it.
Your friends? Some of your friends must, or people in school?
Oh, of course, yeah. Everyone was like, you're weird in high school and stuff. Like, not even in high school. It was like junior school. Everyone was just like, why don't you listen to music? But I don't know, it just didn't click in, and I was like, when I became 15, I started having like a bit more emotional times, and I started listening to some like really, really gruesome rap, actually.
Okay.
Like Immortal Technique and, I don't know, just stuff that I think now is kind of gross, and like how I listened to it when I was 15 is a total mystery.
Yeah, I don't even know that I don't know that stuff. But I'm just going back for a little bit. So when people play it, did you tune out? Or you just be like, turn it off?
No, I just...
You just don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, I just never paid attention to music, I guess. Like, I was always into a little bit of jazz when I was young, but that was like John Coltrane and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And so when did you start playing guitar then?
I started playing guitar 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was really due to a friend. He got me into rock music and... Yeah. He's with me right now, actually, and yeah, he got me into rock music, and from there I just started listening to like Brit pop and Brit rock, and then it kind of went into more like folk music, and then that's where I am now, I guess.
Very much. So, are you now like a big music fan, or are you consider yourself average now?
Oh man, I listen to a lot of stuff now. Yeah.
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 Is it so? You like just different things every day, more or less?
I'm a big fan of like folkier stuff like Iron and Wine,
right.
And also some like, I don't know, I think the Seattle scene is doing amazing because I like a lot of the music that comes out of there.
Yeah. So a lot of more like Iron and Wine, like current-ish.
Yeah.
So a lot of that, like, do you go back and catch up to some of the earlier stuff?
You mean when I didn't like music?
Yeah, when you didn't like music, stuff in the 2000s?
Mean like Crazy by Gnarls Barkley and stuff?
Well, no, not even like, or even like, even the good stuff back in the. I can't think of them right now.
I think that's why a lot of people are confused, because when I tell them I'm a musician, they like try to tell me all these songs, and I really like don't know many of the stuff before like 3 years ago. So.
Right. Do you find that helps you, or is that better, or do you wish that you wish you have like huge catalog of songs?
I don't know. I guess it's a good thing to have like a kind of limited amount of influences, because then you have more of your original character come out instead of being influenced by a lot of bands, I guess. So
right.
Yeah.
And how do you go about writing songs? Or did you learn it from? How did you learn guitar?
I just sat on my bed and just jammed out, and that's how I started. That's how I used to write songs too. I just kind of got emotional and I was like, this part sucks in my life, and I would write about that. But now I think I've tried to change it. We got a bit more more of like a method instead of just a spur of the moment.
Right. And when did you start performing?
Actually, I started performing this summer, so not even 6 months ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Was it nerve-wracking at first, or was it pretty...
Oh, man, I was terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it now, but yeah. First time I played, I was sweating like crazy, yeah. And it was cold. And
right, awesome. How did you like the first night you played in Shindig?
Shindig was great. I honestly thought that I wasn't going to get through because, like, I don't know. It's hard to be a solo artist and kind of compete with...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for the history of Shindig, it's something. It has gone through. Like there's people that has won, like Deep Travel On, and but generally it's hard. It's a little bit hard for a solo artist,
yeah,
to go against a band. But you know, like obviously,
I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah, hoping for. But like, were you nervous? So did you
at Shindig? No, I love performing now. So I love like seeing how the crowd reacts, and I don't know. Just it's for me. It's just something that really gets me in like. A really good mood.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And for those that don't know, Shindig Battle of the Bands, CIT event, and all the winners, or not winners, they all get comments, some of the, from the judges, because there's judges that listen to them and sort of just sort them out and judge them, and they write some comments, supposedly constructive. did you read any of them?
I read all of them, actually.
And were they helpful? Was there any... Sometimes they don't write anything. They just be like, "You have a nice shirt," you know. But was there anything that?
They were all really helpful. They all they actually mentioned that I should change some of the like the finger picking of the songs, right. And kind of like the little nitty pickies. And I did change them. Hopefully they're better.
Yeah.
Also, it mentioned that mentioned some funny stuff too. I think
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would take someone to comment with a grain of salt though, because just because they believe in it doesn't mean that.
Of course.
You gotta like look at it as if you think it's helpful. But sometimes at the same time, the best critics are not necessarily your friends or your, because sometimes they might not be able to say.
Yeah, of course.
Things. So strangers, I don't know. It's kind of those double edge situations. Another thing we should talk a bit about is. You are going to school in Calgary right now.
Yes.
So, but you're still in Vancouver, right?
Yeah, I am still in Vancouver, right? I still tell people I'm from Vancouver.
Yeah, that's true, but a lot of people. I mean, the plan isn't. I don't think you're planning.
No.
You just got to. Yeah.
Yeah.
How is Calgary?
Cold.
Yeah. Is it already?
It's so cold. Yeah, it's like it was like -30 last week.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was horrifying.
Have you? Why Calgary? Just
well, technically, I wanted to get into UBC, but I kind of got a little rejected.
Oh, right. So this is like the closest.
This is the closest I can get.
Right. Yeah, it's all right, but it's nice to get out of town.
Yeah, I mean, it gave me a new insight. It helped me. It actually helped me play a lot more. Like, right. I decided that like I was just gonna really kind of just play a lot more music, and I met some people there, and they kind of like helped me just. Play a lot more, and that I think made me a better musician in general, and hopefully I can just spread it back here, just right. Like
what was it, is it easier to play in Calgary because I'm thinking maybe you know less people, or is it more, or is it hard, does it make any difference?
Do you mean getting a show and stuff?
Yeah, once you get a show, it's almost like you're playing to
a random
to be on tour.
It's kind of a weird experience. Like I've only been there for like 3 months now, and I've played a couple shows, but like only like three actually. But it's weird because no one knows you, and I guess it's nice, but it's also a bit like weird because you can't get the shows where you fit in the bill, and it's more like you're playing with rock bands. And
so you were playing with rock bands.
Okay. I was playing with there were more metal than rock, more hardcore than rock, so it was a bit weird.
So wait, so you're opening for some kind of hardcore metal band?
Yes, I was.
was it? I know Calgary in the sense I've been to like the festival, the
Island.
So I don't really know the venues. Does Calgary do shows where you know this bar is kind of like a hardcore bar and only hardcore bands play there, or would you just happen to be?
I know of one folk bar, it's not really a bar. It's kind of like a lounge, folk right. lounge. And then there's a lot of coffee shop houses, obviously.
Right.
And then there's the rest of them are just kind of
just mismatch, whatever.
Yeah, I think they just mismatch. And then there's the thing is in Calgary, like they come to the university a lot, like big bands, like major bands.
Yeah.
They go to like the McEwen Hall and they play there a lot. So it kind of overshadows everything. There's not a huge scene apparently. So
yeah. So yeah. Whatever you can get. Well, even here in Vancouver, you kind of have to get in the right spot sometimes. But yeah, all right. Well, so at the heavier bands, were you like did the other bands like you? Did the people there?
Yeah. Yeah. I get warmly welcomed, but it's just weird, you know.
Yeah. Even though they're ready to rock out.
Yeah.
People just are moshing to your song.
No. There's usually a pretty good I don't know. I've had they're usually girls that come with the rocker dudes, right?
Yeah.
And the girls kind of appreciate it, so I think it's okay.
All right. Yeah, okay. That's awesome. Sounds good. From Birch to You, that was fun. Do you want to play more songs?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, awesome. From Birch to You, live on CITR.
In the hay, on the fields, we are lost. Swaying in the breeze, a basil mixed and tossed. You found me, and I'll give all that I have. Trust me, I'll take you far if you let me. Give a taste, give a drop of your touch. Give some hope. You found me, and I'll give all that I have. Please trust me, I'll take you far if you let me. You fall for me, I'll grow for you. We go together like the rain and the seed. Oh, oh, oh. You found me, and I'll give all that I have. Please trust me, I'll take you far if you let me. You found me, and I'll give all that I have. There we go, like the rain and the sea. Sun will rise. through the clouds for you. Daybreak is rising beyond the horizon. Daybreak is rising over our heads. Beyond the horizon, daybreak is rising over our heads. You know I love to love. You know I hate to hate. In this company of mine, I will follow my heart and I'll follow it to the dark. And the grass is cold and moist. The dirt is deep and dense. The soil it shrouds the secret. Retain the repose and the regrets. In this family of mine, I'm in the meadow alone, and I'll meddle alone. Nobody here, just the grass, the dirt, and the air. Did I deal with the devil when I thought I prayed to God? I will follow my heart and I'll follow it through and through. I won't ask for no help, but rather die on my own two feet. You know I would love to love. You know I would hate to hate. Most they see a slab of stone without a beating heart and real set of eyes to see. Features carved with chisels, files, and hammers. My eyes, they see, but they too are of stone. You saw a man. You saw a soul. You came to me and touched the cold. My still skin within this field of green. I hoped you would stay to sit in my shade all day. You hated change, so I was to stay. I saw the world. It whirled around. Things were raised and raised into the ground. But you held strong. You held your ground. I've stood for centuries. No one before you stood by me. And you are to age through the ages. Well, I am inanimate, encased in stone. The things they change, the greens they turn. Soon you too would slowly fade away. And then they came to tear me apart. And there I was, unable to speak without your caring voice to keep safe and sound, because you were gone. Yes, you were gone.
To you live on CITR. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
That sounded great.
Thank you.
The other person that also made it past the first round of Shindig also whistled quite a bit, or a little bit.
All right.
Maybe that's the thing. Is there a way for people to get a hold of you, like a website?
Yeah, you can go to www.bandcamp.bridgefrombridgetoyou.com.
Yeah. I think it's from birch to you. Band.
Oh, yeah, that's correct.
Just do a search from birch to you, I believe.
Yeah, it'll pop up.
It'll pop up. How did that name come from? Just the street, I guess. Do you usually live on birch or you?
No. From birch to you is actually from, it's like from Celtic folklore.
Oh, it does. Okay, and it's about totally wrong. I thought it was like, yeah. Vancouver street.
No. It's about the circle of life, basically. And, birch tree represents, in Celtic folklore, youth and ignorance, and the yew tree represents wisdom and, well, I guess, death, but that's the darker side of it. But it represents wisdom, so it's basically from, and the birch tree is the first to grow, so it's basically from being the ignorant, youthful birch to become the all-wise yew tree. Basically.
Okay, that makes way more sense now.
Yeah.
So from birch to you at bandcamp.com, and next show, I guess, Tuesday night at,
yes,
the Railroad Club. Best of luck at the show.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to share before you go?
That's about it, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for coming and playing. Thanks to Irene and Michelle for sound. Coming up next, Ochre and Funk My Life, and this show will be podcasted very shortly on CIT.ca. happy American Thanksgiving to everyone. Right. All right. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.